Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. I want to read you something. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God's comfort. What a wonderful promise to count on in times of trouble. Not by coincidence, that's what this Adventure in Odyssey is all about. God's comfort and promises in times of trouble. And because we're going to hear about some very serious things, go get your parents and have them listen to this program with you.
Another lovely day in Odyssey as the usual crowd gathers at wit's end, but something different is happening. Maybe if we listen close, we can hear what's going on.
She was walking home, her leg started to hurt.
They thought it was just muscle cramp, and then her mom took her to the doctor. Cancer.
Bone cancer.
You can get bone cancer from walking?
No, dummy. There's Donna.
Hey, Donna, how's Karen doing?
I don't know. Mr. Whitaker and I are going to see her now.
You're going to the hospital?
Yeah.
I hate hospitals.
Hi, Donna, you ready to go?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker.
Connie, I'll be back in a little while.
Okay, Whit. See ya.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, now, this has turned into quite a nice day. What do you say we walk to the hospital? It's not far.
Sure.
All right. Hey, what do you got in the bag?
Good afternoon, Whit.
Hi, Bob.
Books. Karen asked me to bring some of her favorites. I think she's getting sick of TV.
Well, it's understandable. Books are better for her anyway. You seem a little downtrodden today. Is everything all right?
I just don't like hospitals, that's all. Especially when my best friend is in one.
Oh, I'm not particularly fond of them myself. They often bring back unpleasant memories.
I think they smell funny, and they're full of sick people.
Well, yes, but Lord willing, those sick people are getting well.
I don't know how, when all you can do is lay in bed and have nurses giving you pills and doctors sticking needles in you and... they give me the creeps. Karen's the only one I go to the hospital for.
Well, I'm sure she appreciates that.
She's probably going crazy. I'd be seriously depressed.
Well, then I guess it'll be our job to cheer her up, huh? Room 312. This is it.
I'm nervous, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, it's okay, Donna. It's only Karen.
Yeah, but the kids at school said that people with cancer look bad.
Donna, she's only been here for a couple of days. She might look a little sick, but you'll be fine. Now, come on.
Okay. Help me, Lord.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Karen. Here, a present.
My books. Thank you. You're a lifesaver. If I had to see one more soap opera or game show, I would have thrown my water jug at the TV screen.
Why, you look terrific. Are you sure you're sick? You're not playing hooky or anything like that, are you?
I wish I was. I didn't realize how much I liked school until they put me in here. I could even take Ms. Schultz's algebra class instead of this.
Then it must be bad here.
I like the nurses a lot, but you know what they say about hospital food?
Yeah?
It's true. Mrs. Murray and I were playing marbles with our peas.
Mrs. Who?
If you'll pull that curtain, you can see for yourself.
She's awake!
Hello there.
You didn't tell me your guests would be handsome, Karen.
Oh.
Mrs. Murray, I'd like you to meet Mr. Whitaker and my best friend Donna.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Hello.
Mrs. Murray is here to have an operation. Isn't that neat?
My doctor wants to rearrange a few of my internal organs.
Donna, my mom said you went by and picked up Ferguson. How is he?
Ferguson?
My cat.
Oh, he's fine. I think he misses you. He hardly eats.
Give him a big hug and tell him I miss him, too. And thanks for taking care of him. There's no way Mom and Dad could have watched him since they're either here or at work most of the time. But hopefully for not much longer.
When are they going to let you out?
The doctor said he was going to start me on chemo... What was that word, Mrs. Murray?
Chemotherapy, dear.
Yeah, that stuff. He says they'll have to take more x-rays first. Then they'll do some chemo for a few days, and maybe I can go back to school.
You can't go away too fast, or I won't have anyone to talk to.
When I get out of here, I'll come back to see you.
Bring me a cake with a file in it.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but it's time for some rest.
Oh, good. I've been needing a nap.
Not you, Buster Brown. Unless you do it at home. You two will have to excuse us now.
Oh, all right. See you later, Karen. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Murray.
The pleasure was all mine. Goodbye, Donna.
Bye, Mrs. Murray.
Donna, come here for a sec.
What?
Did they give away my part in the school fall festival program?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Good. Don't let them. I've been waiting to do that dance forever, and I'm gonna get out of here to do it, okay? Don't let them give it to someone else.
I'll do my best.
Thanks. Come back again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right now, ladies, the first thing we have to do.
I don't know if we cheered her up, but I sure feel a lot better.
That's funny. So do I.
Good.
All right, David, who else do you have lined up for the fall festival?
I have Jenny and Sissy down for a piano and flute duet, and Timothy wants to play the Star Spangled Banner on his kazoo. And that brings me to Karen Crosby. Oh, yeah. She's the one in the hospital. I guess we'll have to replace her.
David?
Yeah, Donna?
Well, Karen still wants to be in the program.
She does? How? I've got her down here to do a dance, and, well, from what I've heard, she can barely walk.
But she still wants to be in the program. She'll be out of the hospital soon.
In time for the fall festival? I don't think so, Donna. Maybe next time.
David.
Please, Mr. Roth, don't let David replace her. She can do something, even if she can't dance. She's getting better. I saw her just yesterday.
All right, Donna. David, I know you're the director, but, well, I think you should keep her in the program. Maybe she can recite some poetry or something, but, Donna, tell her to hurry up and get well.
She will, Mr. Roth, I promise.
I figured you'd come here after school.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Come over here and sit down for a minute.
Something's wrong. What's wrong?
Sit down, honey. Karen had to have an operation very early this morning.
An operation? Why?
Well, they took all the x-rays and discovered that the cancer in her right leg was worse than they thought. And you know, with cancer, they have to try to get it all out as soon as possible before it spreads to the rest of the body.
Well, how is she? Can I see her?
The pastor's in praying with her and her parents right now. Honey, I want you to listen close. They had to amputate Karen's leg to try to stop the cancer.
Mom!
Oh, I know. Sweetheart.
Dear Karen, we love you and we miss you. Get well very soon. Remember Psalm 41:3. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed, and his illness thou dost restore him to health. And it was signed by all the kids in the Sunday school class.
Oh, that's sweet. Boy, I can't believe all the cards and flowers. This is better than Christmas.
They also sent this.
What is it?
A book of Bible stories.
That's great.
Ow!
Karen!
Wait, it'll go away.
Do you want me to get your mom or call the nurse? Maybe I should.
No, it's okay. I'm all right now. It hurts like that sometimes.
How's Ferguson?
He's fine. He sleeps all day and then attacks my feet under the covers when I'm trying to sleep at night.
He always did that to me, too. Guess it won't be as much fun for him when I get home.
Why not?
I've only got one foot now. Less of a challenge.
Don't talk like that, Karen. I don't like it when you talk like that.
I'm sorry. Ah, come on, Donna. It's all right. Really, don't worry.
I'm not.
You want to know what's really weird?
What?
Sometimes it feels like it's still there. You know, like I have an itch, and I'll reach down to scratch it, and it won't be there. The doctor said they're called phantom feelings. It's like my brain hasn't figured out that my leg's gone. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it's freaky.
You want to hear something even stranger?
I don't know.
I haven't told anybody about this. I'm afraid they'll think I'm crazy. But you'll understand.
What?
When I was asleep for the operation, I had a dream. A dream about Jesus. He was going around healing people who couldn't see or hear or walk. Just like in the Bible.
You saw Jesus in your dream?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I think I saw him, but it was more like a feeling, like he was there. Anyway, there were a bunch of people that didn't get healed, and they asked him to heal them. And you know what he said?
No.
He said, "I have something better for you." And then they went away happy.
Wow.
But that's not all. Then he turned and looked at me and said,
"He spoke to you?"
Yeah, and he said, "I have something better for you too, Karen." Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It was a wonderful dream, and I felt good when I woke up. I don't think Jesus will put my leg back, but I really believe he's got something better.
Karen, are they ever gonna let you out of here?
Yep. The doctor says as soon as I get used to these crutches, maybe I can go home. Maybe even go to school. I'm gonna try to be out in a couple of days. I know I can do it. Did they save me a place in the fall festival program?
Yes.
Good. I won't be able to dance now, but I thought of something else I could do.
What?
Cartwheels.
Karen!
I'm joking. I can't tell you. I want it to be a surprise.
Can everyone hear me out there? Thank you, Billy, for those remarkable reptile imitations. Now, before we continue, I'd like to thank a few people who have helped put this this fall festival together. First, Mrs. Davis and Mrs. Ansel for the delicious cookies and nut
Who's
rolls
up next?
That they
Karen provide. Crosby. She's here. Didn't you see her? She's got to wear a hat now.
A hat?
That's because of that chemotherapy stuff. It makes you lose all your hair.
You mean she's bald?
Yeah, did you see how fast she moves on those crutches?
Yeah, it's incredible. She moves faster now than she did when she had both legs.
But she still looks bad. I mean, she looks really sick.
Shh, quiet.
Let's get on with the show. Please give a warm welcome to Karen Crosby, who's memorized a little something for us.
Are you all right? Can you make it?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Locke. I was going to dance, but, well, I left my dancing shoes at home. Then I thought I'd sing a song, but my voice keeps going away. So I decided to say the words to an old hymn about heaven that my grandfather used to sing when he was rocking me to sleep. I want to thank Mr. Roth for letting me do this. This is for my hospital roommate, Mrs. Murray. In the land of Faithless Day lies a city for square. It shall never pass away, and there is no night there. All the gates of pearl are made in the city for square. All the streets with gold are laid, and there is no night there. And the gates shall never close to the city for square. There, life's crystal river flows, and there is no night there. There they need no sunshine bright in the city for square. For the Lamb is all the light, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, no fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. Thank you.
We'll return to today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Yes, I certainly will. I'll be praying for her and you, Mrs. Crosby. Of course. Well, thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye.
Mrs. Crosby?
Yes, she wanted me to know that Karen is back in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're afraid the cancer is spreading again. Connie, would you mind watching the shop for me a bit? I'd like to walk over and see her.
No, go ahead.
Good.
Whit.
Huh?
You know, I don't understand how a girl as alive as Karen is could get cancer. It doesn't seem right.
Well, I don't understand it either, Connie.
You don't?
No. Some things are beyond understanding. People, even good people, get sick and die. All I can do is hang on to my faith that God is in control. He knows what he's doing.
Whit?
Hmm?
Is Karen gonna die?
Well, only God knows that, Connie. Hello, Donna. I was just getting ready to...
I don't know what I'm gonna do, Mr. Whitaker.
What?
What am I gonna do?
What's wrong?
He's gone. I don't know what happened, but he's gone.
Who's gone, Donna?
Ferguson, Karen's cat.
Oh, no.
He ran away. What am I gonna tell Karen? What am I gonna tell Karen? Maybe we should come back later. She might be sleeping.
Oh, I'll just peek around the curtain and see if...
Mom? Dad?
They're out in the hall, Karen. They told us to come in. It's me and Donna.
Hi. What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we came to see you.
Not a whole lot left to see, huh? How's Ferguson, Donna? Did you give him a hug for me? He's, doing okay. I think... Karen, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but he got away and I can't find him anywhere. I didn't want to tell you because, you know.
Oh, that Ferguson. He's such a naughty cat. He always takes off when you need him the most.
Don't worry, Donna. He's like that. He'll show up. Don't worry.
I felt so bad.
Don't. It's no big deal. Just run the can opener and he'll come running.
Oh, Karen!
I'll get the nurse.
No, I'm okay.
Now, we should go then. You need to save your strength.
No, you don't have to go. I'm glad you're here. Donna, remember that dream I told you about?
Yeah.
I had it again last night. The same dream. It was great. And you know what?
What?
I think the doctors think I'm gonna die.
They do?
Yeah. Maybe I will. It's okay.
No, it isn't. You can't die.
Sure I can. You will too one of these days. But see, that's what I've been thinking. No matter what happens now, we'll see each other again because we both love Jesus. Sooner or later, we'll be in heaven. And then we'll have all of forever to be friends. I think that's kind of neat, don't you?
Yeah.
You couldn't be more right, Karen.
Donna, you're pouting.
I can't help it.
Listen, Donna. It's like a door going into another room. A big, beautiful room that's warm and comfortable and full of God. If it's not, I'll come back and tell you.
You can't do that.
I know, but it sounded funny to say it.
You're a wacko.
We better go, Donna.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Tell everyone at Wits End I said hello.
Will do. You get some rest.
I don't have a choice.
See you, Karen.
Donna?
Yeah?
When Ferguson comes back, will you keep him for me? If your folks don't mind?
Okay, Karen. I will. Bye.
Goodbye, Donna.
Donna? Donna, you're still here.
I like this Bible room, Mr. Whitaker. You know, when everybody has left, it's very peaceful.
Well, I think so, too. You mind if I sit down?
No.
I haven't seen you all week, not since the funeral.
Well, I've been staying home, mostly. It was a nice funeral, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Karen would have liked it. It was like she was. It didn't seem like a funeral.
You're right. I felt sad for our loss, but hopeful, too. Karen was right, you know. We'll see her again.
I keep expecting to see her now. On the street, in the hall at school, in her usual seat at church. When there's a knock at the door, I think it's her.
Oh, that'll go away in time.
I'm not sure I want it to. I've been trying to figure it out, Mr. Whitaker, but I can't.
What?
Why did God let Karen die?
Well, you'll have to ask him, Donna, but... Remember something. She's gone from us, but she's with him. Jesus took care of that when he rose from the grave.
I want to believe it. I do.
Well, Scripture says it best. O death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? But thanks be to God who gives us victory over death through Jesus Christ. For if we believe that Christ died and rose again, even so, these who died in Jesus will be brought by God. And so we will always be with the Lord. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death, or any mourning, or crying, or pain. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. But you know what makes me feel really sad?
What?
Karen was my best friend. I'm afraid I'll forget her.
Whit! Whit!
In the Bible room, Connie.
Hey, I found this out in the alley. What should I do with it?
Ferguson! Oh, it's Ferguson. Oh, Karen was right. You came back. Oh, Ferguson.
You won't forget, Donna. You won't forget.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Those are the words of King David to God, and they can be our words to God too. When we're afraid and even when we're sick, God loves us and stays with us, always. His word, the Bible says so. It's the perfect place to turn to when you're troubled. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.